Hi, this is Cass. Welcome to the Curio Podcast, where two old friends hash out current events, politics, and whatever strikes our fancy. Visit us on Twitter at Podcast Curio. Join our Facebook page. Check out our website, curiopodcast.org. And don't forget to subscribe. Thanks for listening.
I'm staring down at my palms.
You're on.
I'm always off.
Are you?
Just a little.
Just a little?
Yep. Just a little bit.
I'm always on. Like, ready. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, like, oh, let's go drive to the desert. Okay, let's go.
Shit's pissing me off. This is making me more upset than the whole freaking pandemic.
No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
No. This is one day out of the year where it's slightly cold in Southern California.
It's been...
I think you're being dramatic about it.
I'm not. I don't... This is
not what we signed up for when we were born here.
No, it wasn't.
No. Hi, Kimmy.
Hi, Cass.
This is show 110.
Wow.
I know.
110. That's a lot.
It doesn't mean anything. I don't know why I mention it, except that I wrote it down. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
How are you?
I'm feeling hopeful.
Yeah.
I'm feeling much better. I don't have... I haven't had any lingering effects the past couple days of my COVID.
Oh, good. So,
except for a little cough at nighttime when I lay down, but that could be my just normal, like, post-nasal drip old lady.
It's kind of hard to tease apart the old lady symptoms.
It really is. And we've talked about having to have tissues all over your house now because I carry them in my little work apron. Mm-hmm. I feel like a really old lady then. I have my old lady work apron on with tissues in the pocket.
Yeah.
And they get all crumpled up and I'm still dabbing my nose because, like, and even right now, there's shit coming out of it. But I'm doing good.
Good.
I thought we'd talk about weird and obsolete laws tonight.
Okay. There's lots of them.
You want to go first?
Well, I found contemporary weird laws.
Oh.
Because I knew you were going to do older ones, so I thought...
Nice.
So we didn't cross-pollinate or cross our weird law.
Cross streams?
Streams, right.
With our penis...
Whoa.
Brain?
Whoa.
Squirting?
That needs to stop right now. There should be a law against what you just said. Whoa.
There used to be.
About,
I'm sure.
Talking about penises?
Just any kind of foul language.
There is a law in one state where you're not allowed to curse in public. It's against the law to curse in public.
Oh, yeah.
I believe it was one of the, you know, southern states.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's some weird stuff out there.
Like what?
In Alabama, it is illegal to play dominoes on Sunday.
'Cause church?
Dominoes, yes.
There are a lot of laws in this country relating to Sundays in church.
Right.
Like not buying alcohol or businesses being closed in certain states, blah, blah, blah.
Right. When I was little in Texas, Sunday was like everything was shut down.
Yeah.
You couldn't buy booze, even in the wet counties.
Oh.
Grocery stores were open and pharmacies. I think that was about it.
Yeah. Same in Tennessee when we lived there for a couple of years.
Oh, and restaurants, because people would go out to eat after church.
Right. But they wouldn't open... In our little town, things didn't open until after church let out.
Right.
Because everyone went to church.
Mm-hmm.
So the employees were all at church, and then they would go to work, and the businesses would open, and you could go buy groceries. But on Sundays, not alcohol.
No, no.
And our county was dry, so you couldn't even buy hard alcohol. You could only buy beer and wine there.
Oh, we couldn't even buy beer and wine in
in Texas.
Yeah. To drive, like, I don't know, 45 minutes away to the next county.
Wow.
That's when I'd see all the truckers, all the guys with their big trucks and their freaking flat of beer next to them in the passenger seat, just slamming cans of beers or driving back home. Because why not? There was no...
I remember one of my aunts was getting married here in Southern California, and my other aunt brought her family from Missouri, and she married a man that was from Missouri. And we went driving around in a rented minivan that they rented. They wanted to go see the sights before the wedding, and we were in the back seat. The kids were in the back seat, and my uncle and my aunt were in the front seat. And he had a can of Budweiser in the console the whole entire time, just drinking it like it was a soda.
Right. No, no.
There was no thought. It was just the thing that happened.
That's what you did. No open container laws, right? Is that crazy? I remember when seat belts.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't have to wear nobody ever wore seat belts.
No.
I mean, you just didn't wear seat belts. They made cars without seat belts.
Yeah, we didn't have seat belts.
Right.
We didn't have car seats.
No.
My mom said that when I was an infant, they had this sort of like box thing that they would put the baby in.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't even think that was secured down. I think
it was just
in the car.
A box to put the baby in. Because you don't want the baby rolling around in the back seat.
Okay.
Is that crazy?
Next weird law, Kimmy.
In Tombstone, Arizona.
Ooh, I want to go there.
Oh my gosh. I haven't been there in a long time, but it's really cool.
Yeah, I do want to go there.
It is illegal for men and women over the age of 18 to have less than one missing tooth visible when smiling.
Wait. Adult people.
You have to have one tooth. To smile.
You can't have no teeth and then decide
no
you want to smile.
And then smile. You gotta keep mouth shut, don't have no teeth. I'm like, why? Some of these laws you can kind of be like, oh, all right, well,
I get it, yeah.
So like in Vermont, you know, it's a law that all doors leading outside and any public building have to open out.
Oh, that
makes
sense.
Which makes sense, because if you have to, you know, if you have to leave in a hurry, there's a fire or something. But then I thought, well, why would they even have to make that a law? And I thought, oh, well, because it snows there. And maybe they did have doors that opened in so you could get out in a snowstorm.
Oh.
Dig your way out. I don't know. So some of them, you know, they're kind of like little puzzles to try to figure out what the fuck.
Next.
In Calaveras County, you cannot eat a frog that has been in the frog jumping contest.
California.
Yes. It has to be destroyed immediately.
Por qué?
I don't know. Maybe it's been on steroids or
something? Oh, they're juiced up.
Not juiced up frogs in Calaveras County. Oh, God.
Is that an old one? Does it say?
I think that one's contemporary.
Oh, that's contemporary. Yeah. Okay, got it.
Yep. In California, it is a misdemeanor to shoot any kind of game from a moving vehicle unless the target is a whale. And women in California may not drive in their house coat. I've heard that before.
What?
Which is ridiculous, because anybody who's had a kid in elementary school knows that
You just get in the car,
and at least a quarter of those moms are still wearing their pajamas.
Pajamas, yeah, for sure.
So, okay. Florida's got a list a mile
long. Of course they do.
In Miami Beach, you may not have pigs on the beach. Section 10-7. Keeping swine within the city is prohibited.
Damn
no
it.
Pigs in Miami.
But cocaine is fine?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. And alligators, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because they're just roaming around. Maybe that's why they can't, have pigs, because the alligators want to eat the pigs.
Maybe because Miami is like a tourist spot. They don't want like bloody massacred pigs guts from
the alligators
everywhere.
And the alligators do, they cruise around. Like,
well, they'll cruise around, and like if you're walking along, not you, but I've heard that they're, you know, walking along with their little dogs, and an alligator will just jump out of the water and grab the dog.
Yep. You don't walk close to bodies of water.
There was that thing a few years ago too where a little kid at Disney World Resort.
Right. And they didn't even know the alligator was there. Or no, they did? I can't remember, but yeah.
Oh, God, I forgot about that one.
Yeah, Lou used to show me pictures. She'd be like, oh, look, here's an alligator. Like, you know, 3 or 4 yards out her back door. Like, because she was up against a green belt. And I'd be like, I'll take the bears. Because
that's like when people in tornado country talk about the earthquakes in California. And I'm like, I'll take my earthquakes. Thank you. You can have your tornadoes.
Right.
Just keep them over there.
Yeah, again, we don't need to have both.
No,
although
no.
We might be getting close in California. In South Bend, Indiana, it is illegal to make a monkey smoke a cigarette.
South Bend, that's where Mayor Pete's from.
Oh, well, we should ask him about that law if he's ever...
That sounds fucking hilarious, though.
Is that bizarre?
I love seeing monkeys do things like that.
Smoke cigarettes.
Just anything that's like human, you know?
I like to see a monkey smoke a joint.
Oh, that would be really fun.
That would be either very dangerous or very funny.
I mean, it'd probably just go to sleep or something.
We're just kidding, PETA, by the way. Right?
No. I mean, we're not going to do it, but it is something I would like to see. We're allowed to say that.
Monkeys, man, they'll fuck you up, too. Let's see. In Indiana, liquor stores may not sell milk.
Weird.
Again, I don't know why. Maybe that's a pre-FDA rule. You know, the FDA was created to ensure the safety of consumables.
Right. I do know that when I have visited relatives in Oregon, their liquor stores sell liquor.
And nothing else.
Right.
Right, yeah.
So maybe it has something to do with, like, they don't, like...
You don't want a
like, I'm just going to run to the store for milk. Right. And then buy a case of whiskey. Because you're an alcoholic and you can't help yourself.
And drink it on the way home because there's no open container laws.
Right, exactly.
That one was interesting. It's the same way in Wyoming. Only liquor stores.
Right.
And there's like, you can get beer and wine in some stores. And then there's hard liquor stores. And
right.
So weird.
And here in California, we call corner markets and convenience stores liquor stores. It's just the local parlance here.
Right.
And in other states, like even in Nevada, which is right next door, my sister's family lives there, they don't call them liquor stores. They call them corner markets.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. And when I would say to the kids when they would come visit, like, why don't you guys go walk up to the liquor store? And they would like look at me like, you want us to go buy liquor?
Go get yourself a beer. Here's $3.
No, there's candy and snacks where you buy the whiskey. Just go buy the candy and snacks and the lottery ticket.
Oh, it's California. You can get liquor and lottery and freaking...
Marijuana, Jah?
Wouldn't that be funny? They had marijuana.
Why don't they just sell them together?
I don't know.
It would be a good way to regulate it.
We'll see.
Any more interesting ones?
In Iowa, one-armed piano players must perform for free.
That's not true.
It's
a guy's got to make a living, Kim.
Let's see. In Ohio, now this one I seriously question because I can find no logical anything.
Right.
There's no logic about this at all. In Ohio, it is illegal to fish for whales on Sunday. I've read that like five times and I should probably research it. I'm like, maybe
okay,
there's
Ohio
a
typo. Is on Lake Erie?
Yeah, but there are any whales in lakes?
Aren't there like smaller, like freshwater whales? I mean, I don't know. I'm just asking because I know that there are like river dolphins.
I don't know of any freshwater whales. Freshwater whales.
They are mammals. It would make sense that they could live in freshwater.
I don't know much about the sea creatures.
Yeah, no, I don't know. That seems weird. Yeah. I mean, Ohio.
You never really know.
It's like America's way station or something. Like,
it's also illegal to get a fish drunk in Ohio. So I don't know what's going on there.
I could imagine that whole scene that precipitated that law. Like a bunch of guys sitting in a bar.
We're going to just put all these goldfish into a vat of beer and see what happens.
I just keep pouring my drinks into the fish tank to see what's going to happen. Look at that. That's almost as funny as a monkey smoking marijuana I've seen.
What the hell? In Texas, it is illegal to take more than 3 sips of beer at a time while standing. And this has to do with chugging beers.
Oh! I thought it had to do with walking with alcohol.
No, just...
I do know, so the first time Doug ever left the state of California, that wasn't, he's been to Arizona and Las Vegas, but he hadn't been anywhere else, and we took that cross-country drive, and we spent like a week in New Orleans, and we go out to the French Quarter the first night we're there, and we're walking around, and he had heard from somebody there that you could walk the streets with a beverage.
Right.
So he had a glass bottle of beer and he's walking around and a cop comes up to him and says, "Hey, dude, hold on just a second." Stops him. And I'm thinking, oh, God, maybe I thought you could drink on the street here.
Right.
The cop walks into the bar that's right there because they're everywhere in the French Quarter, grabs a plastic cup and brings it out to him and says, "Put your beer in this. Have a great night." We were like,
Wow. So obviously that happens a lot.
A lot, yeah.
And that's just about glass being on the ground, I'm
right.
gonna guess.
It's about safety.
It's about safety. Because if you're going to walk around getting drunk, you don't want to fall in some glass.
No. I mean, I've got to dodge flying beads anyway. I might as well be safe from broken glass.
In West Virginia, roadkill may be taken home for supper.
Well, that just makes sense.
West Virginia. Yeah, in some states, though, it is illegal to. I think in California,
why.
You're not supposed to eat roadkill.
I wonder why. Maybe because it might be diseased. Like, you don't know how long it's been there. It could have.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't feel good about. You don't really necessarily
but
know
if you
how
were,
it died.
If you were standing there when it died, let's just say, you were on the side of the road and you see an armadillo get run over. I'm a vegetarian, so this is all hypothetical.
Armadillos are like...
I mean, you really have to get to the meat of that. But if you watched that animal die and it was perfectly healthy before it got ran over...
she's like moving her body like she's dancing. Like
no, I'm walking like an armadillo.
Armadillo's like, woo! I'm happy, I'm healthy.
I'm so healthy. I don't see anything wrong with eating that if you partake in meat.
Well, it's definitely not wasteful.
Right. But if you don't know how long the roadkill has been there, just call
that's
call yeah. the road services.
Because flies and rancidness and yuck.
Petroleum oil? I don't... What?
Ooh.
Okay.
There was a person a couple years ago, or maybe a few more. No, it's just a couple years ago, driving around our town and killing the deer. We have lots of deer that frequent...
On purpose they were killing
on
them?
On purpose, yeah.
No.
He was caught on, like, surveillance cameras, like, home surveillance cameras. Yeah, like, he's out hunting in the wild with his camo on and everything. He's like, dude, you are walking down a residential neighborhood in camo gear.
So he wasn't even in his car? He was walking around with a gun?
Oh, no, he had a car, too. Yeah.
A gun?
A gun. And he was shooting the deer.
Around houses where people live?
Yes. And it was...
In a suburban area right outside of Los Angeles?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just trying to build a picture. And that was this person a white man?
Yes. Of course. A young white guy with a big truck. Probably voted for Trump. Yeah.
You don't know that.
People were fucking pissed.
People love the deer around here.
Yeah, they do. It was terrible. I mean, there were folks out there like waiting for him to come by.
Did he get arrested?
I think they finally did find him. I don't know if he got arrested.
What would the penalty for that be?
Fined. I think he got fined.
Oh.
But, dude, shooting a gun in a residential neighborhood?
Right.
No.
That alone?
No. And why are you hunting deer in a residential neighborhood, tough guy?
What? I would be interested to know, like, A, why, but B, what was he doing with them afterwards? Because deer are like giant men. They're heavier than humans.
He'd throw them on the hood of his truck and take them someplace. Do God knows what with
Does him. He have a restaurant where he serves exotic meats?
I don't know. Maybe he'd render them in his backyard and freeze the meat, make deer burgers, sausage. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck people want to be hunting animals for anyway. But
I'm really fascinated by this story.
Yeah.
It fascinates me almost as much as Victorian hair art.
Oh, yeah. I did a little research into that today, too.
Well, save that for another show.
Okay.
It's fascinating.
Should we be saving our hair? Make something?
Ooh!
What about a workshop? A Victorian hair art workshop? Who does that? Somebody's got to do that.
I don't know that there's an expert left in the world who does Victorian hair art.
Yet.
But, oh, Kimmy. I'm not meticulous enough. My artistry is a little more sloppy. I can't do that kind of stuff.
My eyes aren't good enough. I'd need those crazy, like, glasses.
Mad scientist.
Yeah.
Coke bottle things. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about some obsolete laws. Sicker than you planned. So please waste my.
Wow.
Yeah, that was my face.
That was a lot.
That was a lot of face.
It should have been illegal, what happened right now.
Especially for a woman. Ladies don't do that.
No.
So I wanted to talk about some obsolete laws that have gone away as a way to show that everything changes. Yes. Nothing ever stays the way it is.
Right.
There's always change happening.
Fortunately, in some cases.
Fortunately.
Yeah. And that, I think also it's probably a good reminder that some of the laws we have now, not necessarily the ones that I was just talking about, but other laws are stupid. They're bad laws.
Right.
Bad laws.
And I bring this example up a lot in my life in general, but like watching the Berlin Wall came down, mm-hmm. I think I was 18 or 19, something like that, but that stuck in my mind. It was a turning point in my mind where I realized that big change can happen quickly.
Yeah.
For good. Mm-hmm. Not always for bad, for good too. And yep. It was a very inspirational moment in history for me. So, number one on my list of things that were and have gone away that are now obsolete in the United States of America, the 18th Amendment, which was the Prohibition Amendment.
Oh, that didn't work out so hot.
No, it lasted from 1920 to 1933.
Right, and it, oh my gosh.
We talked about it a little bit when we were talking about women getting the right to vote, mm-hmm. because that, the 18th Amendment, the Prohibition movement, like, rolled into the suffragette movement.
Right. Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah.
Because they were a lot of the same players.
Husbands were getting drunk and beating their wives. And
right.
That wasn't cool.
Right. And so women were like, hey, A, we don't want to be beat anymore. And hey, B, we would like to vote also. No big whoop.
Right. Because we're human beings with brains.
So yeah. The 18th Amendment was prohibition. 19th Amendment was suffrage for women.
The prohibition was, it was, I mean, I understand why, but it just wasn't going to work out. I mean, people wanted their booze. They're going to make it. I just learned recently that to deter people from making alcohol, hard alcohol, the government, okay, so you couldn't buy alcohol. The only alcohol you could buy would be for industrial purposes. And it was manufactured specifically not to be potable.
But I've heard that, oh, I'll let you finish your, it's maybe the same point, go ahead.
So the bootleggers found a way to make it potable, and the government kept putting more shit in it to make it non-potable, and it got totally out of control to the point where the bootleggers couldn't fix it anymore. And they were selling this stuff. They were refashioning it and selling it. People started dying, like dying from this fucked up bootleg alcohol. And it was the United States government that was putting these additives in.
How were they putting additives into bootlegger alcohol?
Well, it was industrial.
Oh!
It was alcohol for industrial purposes. The bootleggers would get a hold of it and then work some chemistry magic on it to get the bad shit out.
Right. But so the government didn't want people to drink it, so they made it poisonous, basically.
Right. And people just started dying. And it was like, oh my God.
Just like with abortion, you can try and make it illegal, but people are still going to do it.
Right.
Like exactly. Smoking marijuana, you can make it illegal, but people are still going to do it.
Right.
And prohibiting alcohol made the gang culture in Chicago, bootlegging,
exactly.
Illegal activity raise so much. I don't know what those words don't
well,
all go together.
It created an underground of commerce.
Right.
Deal.
Black market.
Thank you. Thanks, Doug.
Okay, the next one, interracial marriage.
Oh my God.
Was illegal in this whole country until 1967.
Wow.
Not the whole country. I think New Jersey was the first state that made it legal by not making it illegal.
Wow.
New Jersey, I think, was the only place for a long time that interracial couples could get married. In 1967, that's when the loving family, brought that case against Virginia so that they could stay in Virginia because they had moved to Washington, D.C. so they could live together as a family so they wouldn't get arrested. But they really wanted to live in their home state. So they sued the state of Virginia to the Supreme Court, and they won. And that made it legal in the rest of the country. 1967, the year before you were born, Doug.
Yep.
And what's funny, sad, is that how has it affected society that law has been, done away with? Like, for the better.
It's made it more loving, right. More compassionate.
Exactly. It's just ridiculous. Anyway.
As of, 2013, I think, I didn't write it down, but 17% of the marriages in the United States are now interracial marriages.
Wow.
They were just keeping people from loving each other. All right.
That's what they like to do.
Birth control in the United States was prohibited before 1965.
Oh my God. Not all forms, but all forms of birth control?
Abstinence. Yeah. Abstinence. Prohibited.
Wow.
1965, and even longer in other states.
It's bizarre.
It's illegal to not have sex to make a baby.
What?
Abstinence.
Oh, yeah. And sodomy, which is basically gay sex, was illegal until 2003.
Wow.
Federally.
Isn't it still... There's still... some states where sodomy is illegal.
There were until 2003. This was a federal case.
Oh, okay.
So this made it federally legal.
Okay.
With the SCOTUS case, Lawrence versus Texas. I love how people have to sue whole states to get their rights. But yeah, people could still be charged with sodomy in some states.
That was just a way of repressing gay
20
people.
Years ago, yes. Yeah. And then I have a couple more categories. One from Victoria, Australia. Until 1998 in Victoria, Australia, it was illegal to change a light bulb unless you were a registered electrician. 1998!
Why?
For safety reasons!
What the fuck kind of light bulbs and shit they got going on there? Like,
they've got faulty wiring or something. I guess it became safer in 19... What happened in 1998?
I don't know. Somebody read the law and they're like, uh-oh. We better get rid of this.
No, it was protecting jobs for electricians.
Oh, I didn't even think about it that way.
Oh, that's interesting.
So look, I can hire you to come and change my light bulb. You secure a job for somebody. Don't do it yourself, and you do good for the economy.
That's like in Oregon, you weren't allowed to pump your own gas because of an accident, though. It was right. Because of an accident there. Yeah. And only recently, I think like a year ago, they passed a law saying you can pump your own gas if you want to, but you can still have it pumped for you. And people were upset by that because the original law had created so many jobs.
Right.
Of people who pump your gas for you.
Yeah.
The first time I drove my own car into Oregon and stopped at the gas station right across the border from California,
mm-hmm.
got out of my car, and the person came running out.
They're like, no, 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 no.
And I was like, what?
Get back in your car.
No, we pumped the gas. And I was like, I don't understand. And it wasn't until I got to my brother's house and talked to my sister-in-law, and she's like, oh, no, you can't pump your own gas here. It's a law.
Right.
What? It made me feel so bougie and weird and like just weird because I can
see your California license plate.
Oh, no, they know. Yes, of course. But I can remember like my grandma pulling into full service at the gas stations here.
When they had full serve and self-serve islands.
But you paid more.
You paid more. And that's why when I'm there in Oregon, I'm like, this doesn't feel right. I should be pumping my own gas. I know how to do it. Like, it just, it, I don't know. It felt like an weird. Old thing.
Yeah.
It felt weird.
Yep.
The other thing I thought of was Leviticus from the Bible. Leviticus is the chapter, not the chapter, what do they call it? The book of the Bible and the Torah. that talks about all the rules.
Lots of rules.
For the chosen people.
Right.
So I just wrote down a few of them. There's hundreds.
Gets a little wacky.
And it gets really wacky. But I just wrote down a few things that Leviticus says were not allowed. Crazy. Mixing fabrics.
That one always freaks me out.
What the hell?
No wool and cotton?
Yeah, you can't mix your fabrics.
You can't mix your fabrics. No polyester blends. In ancient...
They didn't have polyester. I know, I'm kidding. working on the Sabbath, which a lot of people...
Well, we already talked about that.
We talked about that, yeah. There was no such thing as the death penalty.
Huh.
You weren't allowed to have sex with a woman when she was menstruating. Also, I didn't write it down, but I found it really, like, misogynistic. There was one that said, after a woman gives birth to a female child, she has to stay sequestered. She is unclean for 67 days or 66 days and then has to bring an animal to sacrifice to purify herself before she can re-enter the temple.
That's bizarre.
After a woman gives birth to a male child, she's only unpure for like 20 days. So having a female child made her more unpure, unclean.
Oh, is that the whole, like, Eve thing? Does that go back to... Man, I don't understand all that Bible stuff about women. Like, women... never mind. That's a whole different podcast.
In Leviticus, they suggest against consulting with mediums and wizards.
Oh. Uh-oh. I just gave myself a tarot reading the other day with Cards Against Humanity. Tell you what, I learned some really important stuff.
Did you have positions for the cards?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was the overall, like, result?
I need to not be watching so much Netflix, apparently.
There you go.
And something great is going to happen with an Italian woman making spicy sauce.
Do you know any Italian women? Not yet. uncleanliness in any form. Unclean animals, unclean clothing, unclean relationships, unclean, unclean, unclean. There's a lot about cleanliness in Leviticus.
Well, that kind of makes sense because, I mean...
Before refrigeration.
Before refrigeration and, you know, don't wipe your butt with your left hand, you know, with your right hand.
Yeah, you wipe it with your left hand.
All that
kind
of stuff, yeah.
You know, reference our previous armadillo conversation. It's basically that. Like, don't pick up some roadkill and eat it.
Don't eat roadkill armadillos.
There's also about not eating shellfish that don't have fins and scales.
Right, bottom feeders.
Yeah, don't eat bottom feeders. Eating fat.
Don't eat fat.
Don't eat fat. No selling of your land permanently. I guess you can loan it to people, maybe pawn it, but you're not allowed to sell it permanently.
That's interesting.
I don't know why that is.
That's the lords and serfs ideal, where you have land, you rent it to the people.
Oh!
And then you get a piece of what they get out of the land. They get a certain amount, and you give a certain off to the lords.
You lose your power if you don't have your land.
So if you sell your land permanently, you've now lost your ability to continue.
But I've got a chicken and egg question. How do you get land that you're not allowed to sell permanently in the first place?
Through the patriarchy.
Well, right. You can be given land by the lords or the powers. You can buy it if you are a wealthy individual.
No, apparently you can't because it's against the law to sell it.
Well, no, once you've gotten it.
Right. How do you get it if it's against the law to sell it?
You find some land that nobody's using and make it yours. Kind of like what the, you know, British
homesteaders did
here. Yeah.
Move west. We'll give you a free claim.
Right.
That I used to think of that as such an American, like, patriotic ideal, like, oh, they gave away to land to hardworking people, and it wasn't until I was an adult that I realized they stole all of that land.
Right.
From the native people, and mm-hmm. then gave it to white people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The last one from Leviticus is trimming your beard.
Oh, big no-no.
Yeah. Let that beard grow.
I don't know why. That doesn't seem very cleanly.
Right?
To me. That isn't...
Because it also mentioned, like, unkempt hair. But your beard is just supposed to grow.
I don't know, dude. I don't understand any of that stuff. It's, you know, in the head coverings, and because God doesn't want to see your head, or you're not supposed to show your head to... I don't understand. I'm not saying that it's whatever. It's a cultural thing.
I just wanted to point out that a lot of things are the law or norm, and they pass away. They go away.
Right. And a lot of times they don't hurt anybody when these weird laws disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Like the interracial marriage, like gay marriage.
Who did that? Yeah.
Has that hurt anybody? I mean,
I feel like it's made everything a lot better.
It's right.
Obviously.
It's equality. Have you seen Schitt's Creek yet?
No, but I'm going to watch it based on your recommendation.
Oh my God.
Just don't bother me. I've got a lot of things to watch.
I just finished it.
I hate finishing things.
One of the things I love, love, love about Schitt's Creek is that there is a pansexual character,
mm-hmm.
and there's no issue with it. It's not...
It's not part spoken about like it's line. A problem.
It's not a problem. There's no struggle around it. It is mm-hmm. 100% accepted as normal. And it is so refreshing to see it. It's like to have that conflict taken out of a storyline.
Right.
Is like, oh, thank God. Like,
because that's how real life is.
Right.
You know, if you... I have a gay mother... other gay family members, once you're told, once it's happening, there's no issue anymore.
Who cares?
It's just life.
Right.
I'm making hand gestures for... Stop it.
She's...
Just... Just...
She's telling live. The airplane not to land.
Just live.
No.
Your damn lives, people.
Right. My God.
I think I was inspired by... Biden coming in and making all of these, like, you know, executive orders to sort of, like, give us back rights. And
unfucking everything?
Unfucking everything, yeah.
Unfucking this, unfucking that, unfucking this, and this shit here.
And they've created a task force to find the parents of the children that they kidnapped and deported their parents. It's giving me hope, and it made me think about other times in history when things looked bleak and then got better.
Yeah.
So, that's all.
It's nice to have that space.
Do you ever remember a time when you realized that the world can change?
Not like now.
This is the biggest one?
This is the biggest one for me, because it's been 4 years of freaking hellscape fear shit show shits. Sorry.
Shit show Schitt's Creek.
I'm still like coming down a little bit, but yeah I mean it's been a fucked up 4 years.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of anxiety, and to see it just, you know, simmer down so quickly is...
Simmer down now.
Is nice.
Doug, do you ever remember a time when you realized...
It felt like when Obama was elected that we reached a turning point and change was just around the corner, you know,
mm-hmm.
electing a black president. And
yeah.
I do, though I wasn't very emotionally attached to it, when you heard about the Berlin Wall, falling down, it made you go, wow, something on the other side of the world is happening that's good. Don't really understand it or why, but that's great. You know?
Right.
Those two times, but now, mm-hmm. it seems like there's like all sorts of potential.
Well, I mean, in 20 years, we're going to remember this differently. We're not going to remember all of the nitty-gritty, the minutia of the last 4 years. There's going to be a general feeling that we remember. And
it's general pain.
Pain and suffering.
Right.
Shit.
And then a tiny bit of hope after an insurrection. I think the insurrection is going to be the most memorable thing.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what history unpacks all of this. I mean, there were some big things that happened, you know what I mean? And at the time, we were like, this is big.
This is the biggest thing ever.
This is the big, oh my God, wait, nope. Now, this is the big thing.
With paying somebody to keep the hooker's mouth shut is bigger. That's what people are going to remember. They're going to remember all of the devious crap that cocksucker got away with.
From day one.
From day motherfucking
Maybe
one.
It's just going to be the Access Hollywood tape, and people are going to be going, what were you thinking? Why did you hire this clown?
A guy who solicited porn hookers as president.
And then married one.
Remember. Right.
Oh my God. I've seen the ex-first lady's breasts.
Oh, and yeah.
Melania, you've never seen her naked photos?
No.
They're all over Twitter.
Oh yeah, just...
Just scroll Twitter. Care. Really? You're not a little curious?
No.
Did I call her Ivanka on accident?
No, you called her Melania.
Okay. Yeah.
But it wouldn't be...
I was like, wait, did I use the right wife's name?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot.
Mixed with insurrection.
I just hope he doesn't...
It's a little of all of it.
He doesn't get a chance to, like, rehab his persona the way that George W. has, you know? Like, George W. got a chance because Trump was so much worse than him. And well, people go, oh, he's cute.
He's more savvy, too. He's able to not get the attention and kind of fall back into the background. Trump, he's chewed up and spit out. The next creepy wannabe dictator guy they come up with will be a lot more savvy, I believe.
Well, that's what they're saying about Josh Hawley from Missouri, is that the reason he signed on for this insurrection was because of his political savviness, because he saw Trump's base as his vehicle to take over the GOP and become president someday. That it was a very calculated move on his part. I mean, miscalculated now, obviously, because it didn't work, but if it had...
I'm hoping that the Trump base gets distracted by something else and kind of moves on.
I think that also they are seeing that his power waned. Like, the Proud Boys are now like, he's weak. He doesn't represent us anymore. He's done.
He said he was going to do all these things.
Right.
He was supposed to arrest everybody. There was supposed to be martial law. We were all ready, and he just walked away.
So I think the people that were looking for that father authoritarian figure are going to now see, like, oh, he's just a regular guy now.
Right.
Who's dumb. Hopefully they'll see that.
And
but
a bitch.
Yeah. They will see that he doesn't have that power, and I think he will be less attractive to those kinds of people.
Well, and he won't. He dominated the media for so long. And he's not going to dominate the media anymore.
Mm-mm.
At least not the regular media. Still, I see on Facebook, the MAGAs, like, they are so invested in these bizarre, weirdo conspiracy websites. Oh, God, yes. And the stuff that's coming out of them is just pure poppycock. It's like, this is fucking ridiculous. How can you believe this? Biden's Rolex? You're going to get your panties right in a knot over a fucking watch.
Meanwhile, Trump has an all-gold apartment with a gold toilet in New York. Also, but whatevs.
Also, the donors are just, they're bailing big time.
Yeah. Well, they're actually asking for their money back from the GOP representatives and senators that they've donated to.
Good luck with that.
Because they're allowed to do that by law. Ask for their donations back.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, the GOP doesn't follow laws, so.
No, they don't. Happen.
What were you saying about the new party that he's trying to?
Oh today God. He filed, I don't remember what it was called.
Patriot something.
MAGA American Patriot Party. He has filed to create a new party. I think that this has killed the GOP as we knew it. I think they are going to go the way of the Whig Party. I'm not sure that they can come back from this.
I don't think so. I don't know how. There are still some diehard GOPers out there that still, you know, believe that they are fiscally conservative and this, that, and the other thing. But I think they're few and far between. I don't know how they're going to recover.
They got in bed with the devil, baby.
And they made a baby.
And the bed exploded. Shot out.
They made a baby.
They made a baby that flew up into the sky, and then the whole world exploded.
And pooped everywhere.
And that poop became Mitch McConnell's hair. Fuck that guy! All right, one last thing before we do our final thoughts. Of all the things that Biden has to do, what are you most looking forward to or want him to do or want the administration to get done?
Oh, God. There's so much.
No, I'm asking you to just pick one because there is so much. Something that's important to you.
Oh, God. I want a national identity back. I want our national identity back. And I want us to have a national identity, a unified national identity that is not based in racist fucking bullshit.
Well, we've never had that in this country.
I know. That's what I want. It's not going to happen. Probably
it might.
Not in my lifetime, I don't think.
I just gave you some examples of things that have gone away. Like that. Poof.
As long as everybody's willing to fight for it and speak up.
I think we're more ready now than ever again. Before.
Because I'm so sick of it. I'm done.
Doug, one thing that you would like to see get done?
A more stringent look at progressive values associated with Medicare for all and a human look at global warming and a change of economic values.
That wasn't one thing. You've just said 10 things.
No,
pick one.
Together is one.
Cheater.
Economy mixed.
Doug's sitting in the big chair with his arms crossed high. And he's
economy mixed
get
with
what he wants.
Medicare for all.
Medicare for all.
All right, Bernie. You kind of look like Bernie.
You just need some gloves.
Mittens.
Oh, yeah, they were mittens, not gloves. I would like to see the post office fixed. That's really second to my first one, which is those kids getting back with their families. But in this country, we need our post office back. That wasn't fair what they did.
No. And the post office is a very powerful piece of our national identity. I believe that not very many people really see
how democratic it is. It's one of our most democratic institutions.
It's reliable. It has integrity. It's
wasn't the only reason the post office was attacked was because it was potentially going to make an election work for the other side.
But he permanently, so there's two things that were going on. It was about the election
and then their pension money.
No, privatization.
Oh yeah.
The Republicans want to privatize
everything.
Postal services.
Well, don't they want to privatize everything?
Yes, but look how far they got with the post office. If they can ruin it to the point where nobody wants to use it anymore.
But it's not ruined. It was only ruined because somebody said you need to guarantee 75 years worth of pension money.
No. I'm talking about the way that the post office runs. Louis DeJoy got in there and literally, physically dismantled the machinery that made our postal service work efficiently.
But it was for a reason. It was for a goal.
Yes, but they can't put it back. That's what I'm saying. Like, they couldn't put it back together in time before the election. Now I would like to see them put it back together.
That's what you think want. They will. It was also about
the post office back together.
Put the post office back together. That's what I'm saying.
It was also about the real estate.
Yes.
What real estate?
That all the post offices.
The post offices.
All over the place.
Oh, the land? Because I can put a tower on it?
They wanted to start closing post offices.
And then seize the land.
And build a hotel.
Do whatever the
sell
fuck
it
they
off
to
the highest bidder. Yeah.
Privatize.
Privatize
the land,
everything.
Privatize the situation.
Sell the beautiful.
Take the land.
Yeah.
Grasp the wealth.
Yeah.
From whatever you can get out of the post office.
Today, Biden signed an executive order halting new permits on federal land for mining and stuff like that.
Oh, thank God.
Yes, thank God. And the Republicans are aghast. They're up in arms about it. How dare we take away jobs from Americans?
Not taking away any jobs.
No, no jobs. No jobs are being taken away.
How about infrastructure, bitches? How about that? That's how you give some Americans jobs.
The new millennium new deal.
The Green New Deal, yeah.
You've got to create.
Which he's very committed to. It's just funny to see the Republicans. Their whole thing is just about greed and power.
Well, and they're also. It's going to take them a while to figure this shit out. They've been, you know, lobbying for businesses, basically. And those businesses now are leaving them. You guys are dicks. You just tried to dismantle democracy, which makes all of us, you know.
Worse off, yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you? We're bailing. It doesn't matter if you want to.
You can't have an economy in a destabilized country.
No. And that's what always mystified me about the whole damn thing. Like, don't you guys see what the end game here is? Like, if American democracy falls, there will be no successful businesses. I don't know. Top to bottom, never made any sense to me.
All right, final thoughts. Doug.
Good night.
Kim.
I want to know what jelly jars have to do with counterfeit money.
What? Never mind, I don't want to ask. We can make it into a whole podcast. My final thought is, oh, fuck, it's cold in Southern California. What's happening? My hands are so cold.
It's still cold. It's not normal.
It was 39 degrees when I got up this morning. How cold was it when you got up this morning?
38.
See? That's not normal.
How it was in Northern California, but it was Northern California. It wasn't Southern California.
It was supposed to happen there.
Right, and I had the clothes then. Curio Podcast is a Porch Swing production. Big thanks to all of our contributors and special guests. For more info, please visit Twitter at Podcast Curio, Curio Podcast on Facebook, and CurioPodcast.org. And remember, Curio Podcast.